today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
You know, guys, this podcast is as good as gold.
Yeah, and I'm as good as gone.
Wait, Patrick. We need you here to do the show. Okay, once again, it's 2019. Can you believe it? 2019. Where has the years gone?
Yeah, I don't know.
2018 just flew by.
I know. I'm graduating this year, and it's just scary. Yep.
That's
unbelievable. Oh, man.
I know.
Yeah.
Real world sand.
Yeah.
What's that going to be like?
That's going to be scary.
More rock in the suburbs.
Yeah. Do you have any full-time... Did you send us your resume? Yeah. We'll take a look through it.
I will.
Yeah. If we have any openings, we'll let you know.
There's a reason why he was pushing for revenue this year.
That's right.
That's right. I get it now. All right. So the show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm intern Sam Lisker.
And thanks, Sam, for joining us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for inviting me.
Great to have you when you're in town here. All this week and probably next couple of weeks, we are featuring our listeners' favorite albums of last year, which was 2018. Yesterday's episode was great. We had Kevin Bartlett's picks.
So good.
Wonderful. And we're going to do two callers today.
Yes.
So let's just jump right into that.
Let's do it.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. Phil and Gracia from Vienna, Virginia here. The album I listened to more than any other in 2018 was probably Years by Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. Sarah has kind of a high lonesome sound with a band that really tears it up. It's good country rock along the lines of Drive By Truckers and Lucinda Williams. Some of the best tracks are Good As Gold and the title song, Years. She's on tour again in 2019, so I'd encourage the listeners to check her out if they get the chance. Have a great 2019, guys, and keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Phil and Gracia.
Ah, it's great to hear Phil's voice. He's a good friend of the show.
And he is a local guy here in Northern Virginia, and he invited me to see Sarah Shook and the Disarmers when they come to town in February, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it because I'm older now.
Yeah.
It's 2019. I'm older. The night before another show I already have tickets for.
Oh, so yeah. That's hard.
Two back-to-back show nights.
That's tough.
It's one thing I may have to give up, but I'm going to see Bob Mould the next night, so I'm very excited about that. But anyway... with Titus Andronicus opening.
That's great.
So that'll be good. But anyway, so Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, the album is Years. I'm not too familiar with her. I've listened to her a little bit.
She's on the Bloodshot label. That's always a good sign.
Yes. Let's give a spin right now to Good As Gold. Nice little play on words there in the chorus. You're as good as gold, and I'm as good as gone.
Yeah, I like that's very nice. Yeah. I can see myself listening to that a lot. It sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
I know Phil's a big fan because I know he's mentioned Sarah Shook to me before.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of his favorite artists. He's really enthralled by her work. And it has, and I also know Phil's a big fan of you know, sort of a, what is now called Americana. Yeah, right. Sure. And this definitely fits in with that, right? Uh-huh. So you mentioned drive-by truckers as somebody similar. Yeah, it sort of fits in with that sort of thing.
Totally agree with that. I liked it a lot. And I'm always up for a good slide, steel slide guitar. That sounds really nice. Yeah. Thank you, Philip.
Yeah, thanks for that. Mixtape on the way. And then, actually, you know, here's a funny thing about Phil. I think I still have the mixtape I owe him from last year.
Oh, nice. Two-pack coming Phil's way, a twofer.
That's all right. I think I think it's still upstairs in the box.
And it was one of those where I'll see you, you know, and I'll bring it
along.
That's exactly it.
That's exactly it. I didn't feel the need to mail it to him because I figure I'll see him. Then every time I see him, I forget to bring it.
That's exactly right.
I just saw him the other night. We went to see Margo Price and Lily Hyatt. And I mentioned to him, once again, I forgot to bring him the 2017 mixtape. But I said, well, I'm just going to wait till we get the 2018 one done, and then I'll just give them both to you. And then speaking of Lily Hyatt, she was the opening act for Margo Price the other night, and that was his pick last year of his favorite album.
Oh,
that's
interesting.
Or maybe a favorite song, I don't know, but it was a Lily Hyatt song. So that was, so it all comes out. And by the way, she was fantastic.
Oh, was she? Great.
Lily Hyatt was really great. She, the thing I liked most about her just as a live performer was just how genuinely excited she seemed to be.
Oh, that's cool.
To be playing for people. You know what I mean? Like in between songs, she was just like really upbeat and positive and excited about all of it. And it was great. And
that's terrific.
Came through in the music then too.
Very
so
cool.
She was wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're getting off track here. Were you going to say something?
I was going to say that I looked at Sarah Shook's website and I like the navigation, Sam, because it says home, tour dates, vids, store, holler.
I love that. It's like, you know.
I don't know what you get when you click on holler. Let's see. Oh, you can give us a shout.
Oh, that's
sweet. I like that. Yeah.
That's lovely. It's like us with the personal tab on our website.
That's
and
right.
You get, I won't say what you get.
No,
it's a surprise.
It's a secret surprise. We're no strangers to love.
Okay, and then speaking of that show, I went to the Margo Price / Lily Hyatt show.
Yep.
Another of our friends and listeners was at that show, and he called in with his favorite album of 2018.
Sweet.
Here we go.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. It's Bud Verge from Silver Spring, Maryland, calling in today with a couple of my favorites from 2018. My song of the year last year, I believe, was one of your monthly picks. It was Phosphorescent. The New Birth in New England song. It just stuck with me all summer long, all winter long, and I can still hear it today, and it's one of the most fantastic songs I ever heard. I listen to a lot of XM Sirius at work, and I worked myself all the way through the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, Lithium, First Wave. I finally moved down to Spectrum this year, which introduced a lot of great music to me. Two albums that really stood by me this year. I really liked Leon Bridges' new album, Good Thing. He moved away a little bit from that Sam Cooke thing. It was probably a little dated and it pigeonholed him a little bit, but a couple of good songs on there. Bad, Bad News and Beyond were really good. I really liked them. But probably my record of the year is going to go to Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. Tearing at the Seams, that came out in March. A couple of really great songs on there. The leadoff single was You Worry Me. A little later this summer, they put out A Little Honey. And right now they're working Hey Mama. Three great songs. I really love the big sound of Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. I like the horns. I love that it's on Stax Records. Coming out again of Stax Records. They haven't really got too many things out there that are braided Stax. But this Nathaniel Rateliff record works a little bit off his old one. He's moved on a little bit since SOB, but it's still a great, great record. So if you get a chance, take a listen to Leon Bridges, take a listen to Nathaniel Rateliff, and as always, you can always turn on a little Phosphorescent, you know, and sit in the bar in New England and think about another beer. You guys keep rocking the suburbs. I hope to keep listening. I can't wait to hear Buddy Else's picks for 2018. Thanks a lot, and keep on rocking. Bye-bye.
I'm all right today. You don't find a way to cross, and you're gonna get there. And I'm on fire today. Ain't no water here to calm or even put me off. Find a better way. Am I crazy or the wind is gonna blow me down?
Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, You Worry Me.
Yeah, I thought that was good. There was a good punch in that. Like, it woke me up. It was one of those. And the guitar riff in the back, the repetitive guitar riff that was going on, was that a bass or was that a... I couldn't quite tell, but it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
The thing that immediately struck me, in addition to what you said, Sam, was his voice. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's got a lot of years and experience in it. You know, mm-hmm. you hear somebody's voice, and you're like, well, that guy's lived a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell. I definitely got that vibe. It was cool.
And Sam, you're kind of a Stax record fan, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of cool that they're still doing stuff.
Very cool.
I didn't even know they were
putting
out.
No idea. No clue.
New music, so.
That's really neat.
That's nice. I wonder if they have the band. You know, the
old backing group.
Yes.
And I love the name, the Night Sweats, for a band. Yeah. That's great.
That's killer. Yeah, that's a really great name. It'll draw your attention for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of sensing maybe a little bit of a theme here with the 2018 picks. That people are gravitating sort of like retro sounds.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these new bands, but. Right. But I assure you, I think we're going to mix it up as this series continues.
Yeah,
there's some other stuff
as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But thank you, Bud, for that.
Thanks, Bud.
Thank you, Bud.
So Bud also mentioned his favorite song was a song that you really liked, right?
Phosphorescent.
Yes.
Uh-huh. New Birth in New England.
Right.
Very cool song.
And I think you played that before on the show.
Oh, yes.
But I think we can still do it as a playout.
I think so.
That song has been getting a lot of attention, I think, lately.
It really
I hear it a lot on SiriusXM, which Bud mentioned. It's one of those kind of standout songs that when you hear it, if you're on something like the Spectrum, it just plays sort of an eclectic mix of music. Yeah. It stands out. It's like, what is that song?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll play out with that.
Cool.
You remember that song, Sam?
I do. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It wasn't that long ago.
All right. So we'll play out with Phosphorescent.
Yep.
And please listen frequently.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Find the show, all the big podcast places. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to interact with us, you can do so by emailing rock@suburbspod.com or calling. Sam, you said you know the whole number.
612-440-1984.
There you go. And leave a message. Or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Sam helps out a lot with those as well.
Thank
all
the Lord.
Those are at Suburbs Pod. And as I mentioned, we're going to hear New Birth in New England. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
More 2018 favorites coming at you tomorrow.
I was sitting at a bar in New England. I was thinking about another beer. I had a lady playing on the piano. Yeah, it was like an hour cut to my ears. Say, hey, I like it how you play that piano. She just said, honey, what are you doing here? So I'm sitting at a bar in New England. Said, don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya? It was the very first time we laid eyes on ya. Your mama burst into tears. And we were shaking in the medical basement. And I guess everything was on the rear.
Did you ever have somebody say something to you about a song and you wish they hadn't said it to you about a song?
Yes.
Yeah. The Bish said something to me about that song and I wish he hadn't said it.
What was it?
Are you sure you want to hear?
Sure.
Might ruin it for you.
It's fine.